Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Pit Pass Network. Joining me today is Evan Shotko. Evan, tell us a little bit about you, where you came from, what you're into, and what you got going on.
So I'm from Grand Rapids, Michigan. I race a lot at Berlin Raceway. And we do a little bit of traveling here and there. I've been racing ever since I was 10 years old. I did go-karts for a little bit and then switched to like a dirt car, dirt street stock, moved up to dirt modified. And now I'm in a pavement super late model. It's been going pretty well, but can always be better.
Yeah, now I understand you got a big race coming up here pretty soon that everybody's going to know a lot about. You want to talk about it a little bit?
Yeah, we're lucky enough to we were able to find some sponsors to go to the Snowflake down at Pensacola, Florida. So that's a race I've always looked forward to hitting. It's just never been in the budget before, but this year we were able to win some bigger races and stuff, which helps. And then we were able to find some sponsors that actually are covering probably 75% of the trip. So it's a real once in a lifetime opportunity, really, because I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to do it again. So I'm really looking forward to this opportunity, especially coming off such a good season. I think that we have a chance. But it's always hard to go into the Southern boys' home turf and compete.
Yeah, and I understand that. How did you get your start? I understand you might have been a development driver at one point.
No, I was never a development driver or anything. It just my dad raced, my grandpa raced, so it's really all I know, all I've ever done. So my dad, he retired in order to help me with my own racing, and we've just had a lot of good team, good sponsors along the way that have helped us pay for this. And it really takes an army when it comes to this stuff, especially to do it competitively. So we got a real good group of people that have helped me from 10 years old until now.
Now, whereabouts do you typically race here through? What does a regular race season look like for you? You run 10 races, 20 races, more than that?
So normally I'd say it's right around 20 races. I think this year we hit 19, but I think that's going to have to slow down just a little bit this year. I started a business working on race cars and stuff, and it's going very, very well. But it's hard to race and try and do it at the top level full time while starting a business. Because I always say in order to get a late model prepared, 110%, it's 40 hours. So it's hard to race every single week, preparing the car for 40 hours and then trying to run a business at the same time, have time for a girlfriend and family and stuff like that. So I'm trying to keep my quality up, so my quantity might have to go down just a little bit. Probably looking at closer to 14 or 15 races this year. So not a ton, but it is going to have to slow down a little bit.
And you said that you're starting a business. What business are you starting, trying to get off the ground?
Yeah, so I own Shotka Motorsports, located out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. And we pretty much do anything race car related except build the frame itself. So assemble cars, put bodies on. I build shocks, sell parts, set cars up. I mean, you name it, we do it. So it's been a journey, and it's starting to get extremely busy, which is a very good thing. But it's hard to do it all, like I said. So realistically, NASCAR probably isn't in my future. So I need to focus on business, because as long as I can stay in the racing circle, I'm going to be happy.
Well, all right, and you said you typically run 20 races. You're gonna cut that back a little bit, and you said you're from Michigan. So do you race just in Michigan? You race Ohio, Indiana, like this whole area?
Yes, we'll race Michigan, Pennsylvania. We didn't go to Nashville this year, but typically we go to Nashville once a year. And then the winter time, Normally we'll go to Alabama or Georgia, hit a couple races there. So really we race anywhere. I don't necessarily have a five, six tracks that I stick to. It's more so what fits in the schedule, what pays halfway decent, what sponsors I can find for what race, all this stuff. There's a million different factors that go into it. But typically we try and stick closer to home, just because traveling expenses are so crazy right now.
Yeah, and so you're able to go run the Snowflake this year. Is this just kind of a bucket list item? You knew you were going to cut back, and so you wanted to take an opportunity to run it while you still had it.
Yeah, it's always been a bucket list thing for me. And then, like I said, I was able to find sponsors that are probably paying for around 75% of it. So, if we didn't have those sponsors come on board, we probably wouldn't be going. But it's we came off of a great year, so that helped find sponsors and stuff like that. So, maybe I'll be lucky enough to do it again next year. I guess we'll have to see how it goes. But I'm hoping that I can make this a tradition, but who knows?
Well, I think what would help you be able to run it next year is if you keep going down and want it this year, right?
Right. And then I'm sure we'd be running it next year if we won it, but that's not going to be easy to do by any means. So.
So, what is your favorite track to race on? You've done some racing for a few years now. Which one is one that when you see it, you're like, man, I can't wait to get there?
Well, to be honest, it was Birch Run Speedway for a while. But now that I went and tested at Pensacola, I would say Pensacola is my favorite track by far. It is a very, very cool place. I haven't raced there yet, but just testing there, it is truly one of a kind.
Now, how often do you race in Ohio? See, I'm from Ohio, so I'm just kind of curious if you've raced some of the local stuff around here.
I don't race a ton around there. I don't know if I've ever raced there, to be honest. Normally it's we more so follow like the Jag series and stuff like that. I don't know if they even go to Ohio. I'm not sure.
Well, Ohio's feeling left out. Somebody needs to do something. You're here in Michigan, Indiana, Pennsylvania. What's Ohio doing? We got some great little speedways around here, like Kilcare and Toledo up there. The ARCA cars run there or used to run there. There's a bunch of great tracks.
I've been to Toledo a few times. I've never raced there, but that is a very cool track. I like Toledo as well.
It's a small track, and what put that place on the map, I believe, was Scott Speed and Ricky Stenhouse that year.
Okay.
That really put that place on the map when they went out there and wrecked each other for that championship. I cannot remember. Somebody else won it, but they wrecked each other. One wrecked the other, then the other came back out as a lapper with a bunch of damage and got the other one.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was many years ago. I cannot remember. Somebody won the champ. Might have been Justin Allgaier had won that championship because they
Okay.
wrecked each other and gave up their point lead that they had.
Oh, no. That sucks.
It was great. It was great. I believe Toledo got put on the map at that time, and it was because of that. It was on ESPN, and everything was running with that.
Oh, no.
Great time for
That's
ARCA
all.
there for a minute.
Right.
So you said you're about to cut back because NASCAR is not in your future. You don't believe. Of course, you're just 19. Anything can happen. Do you foresee any shot, to maybe move up? And we're talking about the ARCA cars here. Get into an ARCA car or a truck at some point.
I mean, I'd love to. I know, like right now, we're just a family run team and stuff. It's not even close to in the budget. I have not had any talks, no offers, no big sponsor deals, nothing that could cover that. And I would love to do it. It just as of at this moment, I have absolutely zero offers, nothing in the future as of now. So
And so your plans next year, do you have anything set in stone? I know you said you're going to cut back, but are you running like for sure, the 10, 15 races that you've picked, or are you still looking for maybe some sponsorship to come on board and whatnot?
Yeah, I mean, well, we're gonna race at least 15 times next year. Kind of waiting for some schedules and stuff to finish coming out before we, announce anything or set anything in stone. But we do have a few races in mind. But what I really want to focus on winning is the Battle at Berlin 250. We won it last year, and I'd really love to come back and win that again. And then there's a few races close to home, but that's my number one goal for next year, is to win that one particular race.
And you mentioned the sponsor that's really helping you out this year to go down to run the Snowflake down there. What sponsor is that? And tell us a little bit about that sponsor that's coming down to help you out, and maybe a good run, they'll come back on board for a few races next year.
Right. Well, so our one of our big sponsors is Bett & Baker. They own like 20 dealerships here in Michigan, and they were able to come up with some money to help us out for the Snowball Derby. So really appreciated a ton. There's a couple other smaller ones that we're working on that I think we're going to land, but nothing in solid now. I really appreciate the help and the opportunity to do this. It's not cheap. It's not cheap at all. Especially with the fuel and traveling expenses, all that. So, yeah, I just re really appreciate the opportunity they've given me.
Now, how now with a smaller team like that, like you're running for here, family owned, you probably don't get a whole lot of test time. You guys got to, pick and choose when you go test. So, are there other ways you do some testing? Like a lot of guys talk about doing some iRacing and some other things. Do you do any of that, or is it just when you're at that track testing and you don't use any iRacing or simulator?
Yeah, so I don't have access to any of that. I'd love to do it, but realistically, so with me owning a business, I have business connections and stuff that I'm able to lean on and get some information for down there. So realistically, there's not a whole lot I can do to prepare as a driver, other than we did go and test there weeks ago for one day, and then came back. But the information wise, I'm trying to build a notebook before I even go. Just little things like what the track's doing, different shock packages people like, because the track is very rough there. Trying to build up the information side of it, so when we do go down, the car is top notch. We have all the information that I could possibly gather before we go, so that way we're ahead of the game in that aspect.
Well, all righty then. The people that the drivers that give us time and whatnot, we get to donate, make a donation to their charity. So, is there a charity that you want to spotlight here before we let you jump out of here?
This year, with the Quickie Driver Development thing, I supported Lori's Voice. They're a local program, and we actually know the people who started it very well. So that would be the charity of choice. So.
All righty then. Well, you go down and have yourself a great snowflake run down there with a lot of people that are going to be around there watching. Show them what you can do, and maybe next year get some of those opportunities we were talking about. Lots of guys are going to be there watching and looking for some talent.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks for talking to us today.
Yep. All right. Bye.